Reading practice. Activity 2. Read the passage and choose the sentence which best expresses its main idea.
Dickens, London. Dickens' cast of characters lived in London, the largest and richest city in the world. But its wealth was distributed unfairly among the population. Every chapter of his novels describes the sights, sounds, and smells of the city and provides a social commentary of London life. In the middle of the 19th century, London was a filthy city for rich and poor people alike. Although on clear days the air was filled with sparrows and seagulls flying high above, more often the smoking chimney pipes created smog which was so strong that it choked the inhabitants. The River Thames was polluted, causing disease and death everywhere, and if you fell in, it was dangerous to swallow the water. The East End was London's poorest district, where children wore rags for clothes, and the women searched in dustbins for food. Few people could ever hope to attain an acceptable standard of living. Many people suffered from the effects of poor nutrition and even starvation because of a lack of food. Yet their welfare was of no concern to the taxpayers of London. Ships from all points of the compass would drop anchor here at the main port of London. South of the river lies Southwark, another poor district. The George Inn was a busy coaching stop with food and accommodation for travellers leaving London and for carriers taking goods into the city. But some Londoners had accumulated enormous wealth through trade. In the old city of London are housed the many banks and corporations which Dickens mentions. Further west and opposite Southwark stands Somerset House, where Dickens' father worked for the Navy. Close by are the law courts, where lawyers and their clerks, carrying piles of paperwork, would hurry to the trials. There were many squares and gardens, with water pumps and fountains, as well as smart restaurants and pubs. Servants would buy fruit and vegetables at Covent Garden Market for their rich families, and maids would buy bunches of flowers to decorate their mistresses' rooms. The West End is the theatre district, where Dickens felt at home because, surprisingly, he thought he would accomplish more with his drama than with his novels. It is also the London of government, where politicians, ministers, ambassadors, as well as more humble pedestrians, walked home at night through streets lit with gas lanterns. London is very different today, and few people mourn the passing of the old city, but you can still see many of the sights which Dickens saw and wrote about in his novels.